honor, glory, might, and dominion from the Father and from the Son, with the ever-living Holy Spirit, with eternal ages before us, the Lord bestows his wonderful grace and mercy and his peace. Amen. Please be seated. This is Gaudete Sunday. The third candle has been lit. It's pink. The pink candle symbolizes joy. It's also known as the shepherd's candle. The third Sunday in Advent is Gaudete, which just means rejoice in Latin. And this reminds us of the joy that Jesus brings to all Christians, the nearness of the Lord's coming. This reminds us of the gospel in the flesh of Jesus is at hand. Sing, shout, rejoice, exalt his holy name. The pink candle reminds us of the angel who spoke to those shepherds on that Judean hillside that one cold, dark evening. And the angel said, I bring you good news of great joy. As three candles are lit today now, they illuminate the gloom of the December cold. And we are reminded that the time is coming for us to have a party. But rejoice in the Lord. Again, I will say rejoice. And then, yes, therefore, indeed, we do rejoice. We celebrate the fervent and highly anticipated coming of our Messiah, the one who will save us from all our sorrows and sins, the deliverer whose coming at Christmas time ushered in a brand new era. God's fulfillment of his promised covenant with all mankind. But wait for it. He's coming again. And when Jesus comes, when he comes again in glory upon the clouds to take, he's going to take dominion away from man, and he's going to declare his glory shall rule. And oh, what a magnificent time that shall be. For you shall the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, our Emmanuel, will return to take all who believe, even those with the tiniest bit of faith in them. The blessed Lord, Jesus Christ, will come to take me. He's coming to take you, and he'll take us by the hand and guide us heartwarmingly to the new heaven and the new earth. The brilliant prophet of old, one having received by the breath of God, this Isaiah whom we've heard from today and even many times before. He has written just how amazing for us it will be. He said, the wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the majesty of our God. I love Isaiah. These are words, though, which describe our redemption. These words of Isaiah lay out the pinnacle of the Lord's blessing and grace of all time. And it's a celebration. It's literally a grand party paid for and laid out and completely furnished by God himself, Almighty. The most amazing love from God we will ever see displayed. It'll be real. It will be physical, warm, and most comforting. Oh, and it'll be forever. Now, I'd like to ask you to contemplate, think in your mind for just a moment here, just for a couple of moments. Think about the wonderful transformation that's about to take place. All of nature is going to be transformed and refreshed. A marvelous restoration will happen, and it's all going to happen in the blink of an eye. Deserts will become lush, green, teeming with life. Oceans and lakes will all but disappear with the Lord providing every nourishment man will eternally ever need. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fatted calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lay down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. We, all of us together, we will be like Daniel when he proclaims, "My God has shut the lion's mouth, and they have not harmed me because I was found blameless before him." Then the elder said to St. John in his revelation, "Weep no more. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered everything." Wow. And then John further described that moment, the reappearing of Christ. He said, "I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God.'" Don't you just love the Word of God? Our Lord Jesus Christ, seated upon his holy throne to rule ever since his ascension before Pentecost, he has already declared, "Behold, I am making all things new." Just as he came to earth at his nativity, pure and holy, righteous and coming for the rescuing of you, for the forgiveness of all your sins, that when Jesus comes, he will certainly wipe away every tear from your eyes, and he's going to provide you without any charge or payment water from the spring of life. That is coming once again. Yeah, you too, I will. We will be pure and holy and righteous, and we will walk in the presence of our one true living God without sin, without any blemish. And he shall take you to his bosom, and he will hold you firmly in his grace, and providing you once again the assurance that you, having been in blamelessness and giving you that confidence that you have been saved by the Lord. We're going to live forever and ever in his new creation, folks. We'll be living there with him, the Father Almighty, with his Son, Jesus Christ, and with the ever-present Holy Spirit. Now that's something to be joyful for. Amen. Now may his peace peace which surpasses all human understanding. Keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.